Hi, it's Si Smedley here from Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and I'm down at Zephyr Black again in Manchester in the Northern Quarter, and I'm delighted to have been joined by Ben Warwick and Harry Lavin from Shadow Palace. So good to see you again, lads.
Right,
it's been a good few months, I think, probably nearly 12 months to be honest, but since I last chatted to you. But there's things going on. You've had a little bit of a break, shall we say. Probably had about 6 months off, I think, from gigging, didn't you? Until you played recently, so just give the listeners a flavour of a couple of the gigs that you've been doing. You was down at the Castle, I think, weren't you? And you've been up at Leeds. And
so we don't. First gig we done was at the Castle, which to our surprise, we eventually sold out. So for us to come back after 6 months of toil and trouble and things going on, and you know, we have been working hard behind the scenes. Just to get the set back together, just getting our heads back on it, and
studio.
Yeah, been back in the studio doing a couple of songs. And we're just delighted to come back to such a great gig.
Yeah,
and then we went over to Leeds to support Judas.
Yeah,
and we're really pleased with the reception we got there as well. So we've come back on a good level, really.
Yeah,
and we're happy.
You've been doing a little bit with Double Denim, I think, haven't you? Is that...
Yeah, them two gigs were for Double Denim, so they've been good for us. They took us another wing.
So how come you sort of had a break then? You know, was it just sort of getting your music together?
Yeah, just towards the end of the year.
Lost our heads.
Yeah, we played a couple of gigs, and then it was coming towards the end of the year where we got a new drummer halfway through that year.
Yeah.
So that had an impact on how many gigs were being booked towards the end of the year, because we had a long time when we didn't have a drummer. There's gigs that we had to turn down because we didn't have one. So by the time Will got in the band, it was just in time for festival season. We played Blackthorn, and then not long Party in the Pines, and then not long after we played Gulliver's.
Yeah.
And then that was it, because that's all we could have had booked at the time. But as of now, like I said, we've been writing songs, gone in the studio, done Speak My Mind, which is out on the 1st of May.
Excellent. Okay, well, you just led me on to the next question there then. So you've got your new single, as you say, Speak My Mind.
Yeah.
It's an old one that recorded before,
it
I think.
Was,
you can tell us a little bit
it
about
it. It was one of the first songs I ever wrote when I was about 15. But we realised it was probably the right time to bring it back, because the song always had potential, but we never quite saw the light of the day with it. But
did you release it with the Bella Settles?
Yeah, it did. There is a version somewhere you can probably find the internet. But what we thought was, at the minute in the kind of scene, there's just a plethora of music that doesn't really say anything or doesn't mean anything to anyone. And it's kind of, the song's got historical content, so even on the cover of the actual artwork is a man called Mario Savio. He was part of the free speech movement in America in late 60s.
Right.
So really we thought that was kind of relevant for today, really, because there's just the suppression of what people have been feeling and what people think. And just the democratisation of music in general has just kind of made everything so bland, really. So we just wanted to do a song, really, that just kind of...
Yeah.
It's called Speak My Mind.
Well, the clue's in the title, really.
It is all opinionated in terms of what you think about the music industry at the moment, and you know what music is coming out. But like I said, solely my own opinion, just in terms of obviously Manchester music, and obviously not just Manchester, around the UK. Everything is sounding all the same at the moment. That's my opinion.
We're big fans of Cabbage, because we think they've opened doors. They are a breath of fresh air, something different. They've got proper themes in the music. They're great to watch live and they look great.
They basically just come along and sort of done something that doesn't seem politically correct in the music scene. They've just stuck a fork in the road and gone, this is what we want to play and we're going to do it. It's just, obviously it's not what you see, and that's why it's blown up in people.
So our song is basically just, it is just that, don't be afraid to say what you think, because music is too, probably, what's the word? What's the word?
You can see your mind working.
I think music's too safe now, that's the word. It's too safe.
Yeah, yeah.
The content isn't there. So content's not there, then it's not going to mean anything to anyone. So there's a lot of disposable music that's going to go straight in the bin as soon as you hear it. And that's what it's basically about. Yes.
So what you're hoping, you know, obviously come May the 1st, then you're just hoping that it gets as many listeners as possible,
etc. We hope it changes a few people's opinions, maybe, or, you know. But, just get as many listens, as much interest.
Yeah.
The more people that are with us and with our ideas, the better.
Yeah.
We're not here to please anyone. We just want to do it for ourselves and kind of give people a band, really, that they've been looking for. We want to do something that's great to watch live, and songs that have content.
Definitely in his case, I'll just add as well, in terms of the songs that we write and the lyrical content, I know that's what he means, but even like some of the lyrics that he comes out with, a lot of it's true stuff in it, that's actually, it's happened, and it's how he feels. It's not writing about some bird that he met in school, do you know what I mean? It's proper stuff.
But just moving on, I think you told me that you've already sort of started thinking about a follow-up single after that, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got the follow-up single planned, and we're going into the studio to do that, so we're not going to make the same mistakes again. We're going to keep up the momentum this time. And really, we just need to get momentum, because we've not had momentum in the past, because we've had changes in members and we've had personal problems outside the band, and it's just got in the way of what we really want to achieve. And we know that most gigs we play live, we do put a good show on, and people come to watch us do enjoy it. And the more and more people come to watch us, we'll realise like that there is definitely potential there.
I've seen that in the past. The potential that is definitely there, but like you say, you just need to kind of take that next step, maybe. But I think
as of now, compared to last year, in terms of where we are, in terms of contacts, and obviously, I think more than ever now, it's like when you go into, say, for instance, when you go into Jimmy's, I think every band in Manchester that you'll ever know will be stood in that one room on a Saturday night having a beer. It's quite nice, you know what I mean? Everyone's very, very pally, and we all know each other at the moment, and it's nice. And so, everyone's getting
maybe outside that circle, there's probably a lot of bands that are probably a lot higher stage than us and achieving a lot more things, but I don't think they can touch us, really, in terms of what we can produce. I think there is too many bands that are kind of faking it, and they will get found out eventually.
Right,
I hope they do.
Strong words. So you mentioned before, very good. You mentioned before about people coming out to see you. Then, so when can we see Shadow Palace playing then?
Right, so we've just done Atma.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was great.
Emerging North for Danny Seals.
That was a proper good gig, and we're up in Claremont's. Yeah, really good night again. So the momentum's, it's cooking, it's good.
Yeah. You've got a few things in the pipeline, haven't you? There's one or two that we can't really talk about.
Yeah, got playing with Mint at Jimmy's again. Yeah. Hopefully a few more gigs with Judas, but there's some very exciting festival to talk about, but we'll be out there soon.
Yeah, good stuff.
We're out behind the scenes, a lot of work going on at the minute, just in terms of planning this. It's whether we do sort of in a tour format, or we just kind of space out the gigs. So we're just currently in the process. Things are going on. We'll announce them when we're ready to.
Good stuff. Right, okay. Well, obviously, listeners and readers, watch out for Shadow Palace. They'll be out and about this summer, I'm sure. I'm looking forward to seeing them myself. Cheers, lads.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.